You've discovered TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. The best in internet talk radio. Time for more of The Common Sense Psychic here on TalkZone, featuring your host, Phyllis King.
Here I am again. Welcome back. This is Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, and I've been chatting this hour with Matthew Engel, who is a psychic, a channel, and a psychotherapist with really unique views on explaining metaphysics and how to empower yourself in your life. And if you'd like to get on the phone with him, there's a few more minutes, or email me, as someone just did, to 888-463-6748, 888, that's 463-6748, and of course, it's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Okay, Matthew, welcome back, and did you have a little time? I'm Glenn, who emailed me about this issue in her house. What do you think about that, and how would you respond, and generally speaking as well, not just to Jacqueline, but others about this type of occurrence?
Right. Well, first of all, Jacqueline, I want to thank you for your question. At the break, I was actually just looking at the energy that you were referring to, and I do have to say that I feel very comfortable with the energy presence, or with the presence of this entity. This entity feels to me as though it's really more of an oversoul of yours, kind of a spirit guide, or it's a part of your higher consciousness, actually, like the part of your spirit being that is still on the other side of that component of your energy that isn't in body. And I do feel that energy is here to guide you in some really positive ways. I'm looking at your energy as well, and I do get the sense that you are very deeply spiritual and very deeply intuitive yourself. But my sense is that there may be some fear going on for you just around how to use that guidance or how to more actively to work with that guidance. So what I would encourage you to do is to actually, start by going into sort of taking some deep breaths, taking some quiet time, and I think you can begin to call upon that entity and just begin to dialogue a little bit. And an opening question might be, who are you? And, you know, why are you here? As a more general question that I would put out to any of our listeners whenever there's an energy or an entity presence, a real important question to ask is, are you of the light? Just the rules of the universe are if an energy is not of the light, they can't lie and say they are. Just to make a really clear statement, if you are not of the light, of the highest, brightest light, please leave. And that'll be the end of it. But with the case of Jacqueline, I think just beginning to dialogue a little bit, I think that you've got some stuff coming up in the coming months, should you choose to take these opportunities to really deepen your own understanding about spirit guides and guidance, and that could be some classes. It could just be some reading. You may want to read a book that I love, and I can't remember the title, but I love Sanaya Roman's work. She talks about specifically, learning to, I think it's her, she's got a book called Learning to Channel. I hope that's the correct title, but she gets into a lot of discussion about the role of spirit guides. And I think she's very, very real, and she has a real gentle way of writing about this work. So that might be a piece that of literature that you might want to pick up. But I see you developing a very peaceful, very amicable presence with this entity. So I'm not concerned about it.
Well, that's a fantastic answer for Jacqueline. And it kind of sounds like you're saying that we really don't need to have an approach or a fear towards these things, because as you said, sort of the way it works is you have to define, are you from the light or not? And the rules of the game are they have to say so. So there isn't much you have to be afraid of, that you can be in control, if you will, and an active participant in a positive manner in these situations.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll also share, I mean, I've had people, clients and students who've had energies kind of living and hanging out in their homes, in their attics, in their basements, and looking at it, that energy wasn't even necessarily a spirit guide, but rather a deceased spirit that, had once lived in that house, and they're not there to do any harm. They're just kind of hanging out. And sometimes that's the place.
They need a place to go at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was fabulous. Thank you so much for that. And again, you can email me. There's a couple more minutes. I might be able to get to one more question before the hour is up. Email Phyllis at phyllisking.net or 888-463-6748. Now, I've been holding off since I bombarded the audience with my rant at the beginning. I was just so pent up. I had to just get it out. So I got it out. Now, what's your take on all this happening in the economy and in the and on the planet, frankly? And how do you describe what's happening? And what do you think? What are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, gosh, do we have a few hours?
Well, we have a few minutes, but right. You're articulate enough. I think we can bring it into focus.
There is a lot happening right now. Our culture, our society, our planet is being prompted by spirit to evolve at a very, very rapid pace. In fact, we're evolving more rapidly than probably at any other point in human history. And it's basically for the purpose of uplifting the vibrational frequency of the planet all around. Mm-hmm. In that process, we are also clearing out a lot of old, yucky, dark, and dirty stuff. And in the only way to clear stuff out and to heal and transform it is that it has to hit the surface. And oftentimes, you know, in that process, whether we're doing that work individually through therapy or healing or collectively, you know, the stuff has to hit the surface to acknowledge it, be present with it, and then transform it into something else. So that's playing out in politics. It's playing out with war. It's playing out certainly with finance. What's coming out collectively is a lot of lower chakra fear of survival stuff. And I think the shift really, really started, 7 years ago, 9/11 was the beginning of it, and it just brought out rampant levels of primal fear in our culture and in our society. And the reality is that we can't address that fear and we can't transcend just by bombing people all over the planet. It just doesn't work that way. That doesn't make us
safer. It doesn't work, huh?
No.
Are you sure it doesn't work?
Yeah,
maybe we need to rethink that. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. Why don't you tell some of our listeners, Matthew, what, in your opinion, what the individual person can do to get their spiritual house in order, how to survive these times? What are some of the things you're telling your clients and the people who are asking you these questions? What are we supposed to be doing? What do you think?
Great. First and foremost, we have to release the fear. We've got to be present with the fear, breathe it, transform it, release it, get it out at the gym, get it out through your artwork, do whatever you need to do to release the fear. Because only when we release the fear can we then begin to connect more directly with source energy. And when we connect more directly with source energy, we feel loved, we feel held, we feel supported, we feel protected, we feel purposeful, and we feel safe. In doing that, what we also need to do is connect more authentically with our heart center. If you're in a job that is making you feel anxious, that's making you feel frustrated, that's draining you and making you feel empty, this is the time to begin to look at your career. It's the time to really look at your relationship or relationships. Any patterns in daily living that are not working are going to hit the surface really heavy and really intense. And it's not that anything new is coming up. What's happening is that just old patterns that have always kind of been there perhaps more subtly or have been more on the back burner are just hitting the surface supersized. We live in a supersized culture, so we're experiencing that more intensely. So we've got to really get in touch with what we truly want, what is going to really feed us. We have to get our spiritual bank books in order before we can get our financial bank books in order.
And that's such a beautiful way of putting that. I love the how-to of it. And you talk a lot about, I think, you know, I pulled this off of your website, actually, but it talks about how, you know, diet and exercise and various alternative practices and Reiki and massage and different things can really help us bring our energy up and help us to broaden ourselves and heighten our awareness. So say a little bit more about that, because I think maybe that tunes right into what you're saying.
Right, absolutely. Well, I certainly know a lot of massage therapists who've shared with me that many of their clients start to cry when they're getting a massage because a piece of their emotional self is being held in their bodies. You know, that part of that muscle, the part of the fiber that's just holding it all, that's where we can manifest physical pain. It's where we can manifest disease. So I'm a very strong believer in the body-mind relationship, and I often make referrals for massage, for Reiki, for homeopathy, for acupuncture, you know, in addition to doing the psychological kind of work, you know, psychically and spiritually. So I think that overlap is really important. Yeah.
So any other comments you want to make on my comments? You know, I stick myself right out there. I name names. I take no prisoners. So any other comments you want to make on the global situation or our personal economy or any of that stuff?
Sure. Well, I think the economy is going to be, I think the economy is going to continue to fluctuate for a while. I think that there is a lot of cleanup that's going to need to happen over the next 4 years. I think that 2009 is the beginning of the shift. The one concern that I have about the election, you know, even if Obama wins or regardless of who wins the election, there's going to be a very intensive focus on cleanup. We've got a lot of old stuff that has to be repaired. So I think there's a pervasive expectation that our next president is going to be a savior. And I think it's important that people have some realistic expectations that when we're going into cleanup mode, we have to really tighten the belt and we've got to be patient and be able to ride the storm and sit through a bit of the aftermath and the cleanup before we can truly begin to see concretely the product of the change. And I think the product of the change is not really coming until closer to 2012 and then beyond. So I think it's important just to hold a trust and to hold a faith and connection to Source, knowing that everything that we're going through is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to clear out the old patterns that just aren't working anymore, both globally, collectively, in our economy, in our housing market, in our relationships, and so on and so forth. So just really
getting
amen.
That was beautiful. Fantastic. No one could say it better than that. That was just beautiful the way you put that. Now, we only have a couple minutes here, so I want to make sure everyone knows that Matthew has a class coming up this Sunday. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So it's this Sunday. What is that date?
This Sunday is September 28th, and it's a six-week-long psychic development and channeling class. You can deepen your connection with Source and learn how to work with your higher guidance to generate insight and information to assist in all of your aspects of your daily life, whether it's your relationships, your work, your career, your life purpose. And so on and so forth, and connect with other wonderful people like you.
Well, it sounds fabulous. So how can people get a hold of you, and where can they find out more?
I welcome listeners to visit my website, which is www.matthewengel.com. It's Matthew with two T's, and Engel is E-N-G-E-L. I'm very Googleable. You could also find me by Googling Psychic Classes San Francisco or Past Life Regression San Francisco. My website comes up right away. And I certainly welcome you to call me as well at 415-377-7533 with any questions about my work or to schedule a reading, which readings are available on a limited basis in person, but certainly largely over the phone as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I invite everyone to take advantage of the psychic development classes. It's clear that Matthew's got a handle on how this all works, and you can benefit tremendously from his expertise as well as his energy, because you can tell from his energy he is a natural healer and has a gift for teaching as well. So I highly recommend that you take this class and visit his website. It's an amazing website with all kinds of information that you can stay on there a long time and get a lot off of that. So Matthew, thank you so much for being here. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I hope you will come back.
I would love to. One thing I'll also put out there is that I'd love to extend a discount off of one reading for any of the listeners of this show. Give me a call if you'd like to schedule a reading between, let's say, now and the end of October, now through October 31st. Mention that you heard my interview on Phyllis's show, and you will get a coupon for 10% off your first
reading. Fantastic. Well, it doesn't get better than that, folks.
You get a
discount all the way through October. So anyhow, thanks again. It's been a pleasure, and you've been listening to Phyllis King. I'll be back next week and just taking your calls the entire hour. No nonsense, no psychic mumbo-jumbo, just down-to-earth spiritual advice. And, of course, listen to my taped interview with Nazi Javid this Saturday at 12:30 on Channel 50 or KFTY.com, or visit my website, PhyllisKing.net, of course. And email me, call me with any questions, comments, or concerns. As always, I love to hear from you. Okay, this is a good time in life. I know it's scary. I know it's hard, but that's a good thing. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Thanks for listening. Look forward to next week. Have a fabulous day. This is Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic.
You've been listening to The Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Learn more by visiting PhyllisKing.net. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of The Common Sense Psychic, right here on TalkZone.com.
Is your body holding you back from the life you deserve? Are you tired all the time or tired of yo-yo dieting, only to feel more like a failure than ever? The folks at Your Power Protein ask you to imagine you feel so great that you have more energy than you need to last the entire day. Imagine looking in the mirror and loving who you see. Imagine your dreams of this future are here right now. Starting today, your dreams can become a reality with the help of Your Power Protein. That's YourPowerProtein.com. Your Power Protein has delicious, high-protein, low-carb, low-calorie shakes and the highest quality food supplements available, all to help you maximize your well-being, gain mastery over your weight, satisfy your hunger, increase your energy starting today. Claim the life you deserve starting today with the help of Your Power Protein. YourPowerProtein.com. Turn your dreams into reality. If you're interested, as I am, in keeping up with the most current information about all things psychic, then you have to pick up a copy of the Psychic Reader magazine. Deja Vu Publishing has been producing this prominent publication in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond California for over 32 years. The Psychic Reader magazine is a bi-monthly metaphysical publication dedicated to providing the most reliable information about clairvoyance, alternative healing, and personal well-being. It contains interviews, book reviews, and articles from the pioneers and leaders in the metaphysical community. You can read and learn how being psychic can benefit you. To subscribe or to get a free media kit, call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117, or email her at ads@DejaVuPublishing.com. Visit DejaVuPublishing.com today, or call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117.